بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدة نفيسة, daughter of Hassan, son of Zayd, son of Hassan. She is the great granddaughter of Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam. One of the great women, a perfect mystic, a hafiz who strived a lot in worship. A true propagator, a commentator of the glorious Quran. She fasted during the day and worshipped during the night. She was rich. She gave away to the ill and needy so much so that little remained for herself. She performed Hajj 30 times, most of which were on foot. Tired of the atrocities on the family members of Ahlul Bayt, she migrated from Medina. Sayyida Nafisa, accompanied with her husband Ishaq Mu'taman, the son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, traveled from Medina to Jerusalem to pay a visit to the grave of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. On their return, they stopped in Egypt. A paralyzed Jewish girl lived in their neighborhood. Her mother left her at Sayyida Nafisa's. Sayyida was performing her wuzu, and some drops of her wuzu water fell on the paralyzed girl. She was cured. She walked home. Her relatives were informed. They all came to thank Sayyida Nafisa, and as a token of gratitude, many of the Jews embraced Islam. This news spread rapidly throughout Egypt, which increased her religious, ethical, and spiritual fame. The Egyptians, having amazing faith in her, requested her to reside permanently in Egypt. She too accepted. The Egyptians witnessed the graces and favors upon them by her presence and benefited a lot. After her death, her husband Ishaq Mu'taman decides to take her body to bury in Medina. The Egyptians, who were deeply saddened by her passing away, requested him to lay her to rest in Egypt so that they could further seek her through her grave. Her husband rejected. That night, Ishaq saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in his dreams say to him, "O Ishaq, leave Nafisa among the Egyptians for further favors of Allah to pour on them." This pious lady was buried in Egypt in the grave she had availed during her life. A grave wherein she had worshipped and recited Quran a lot. She was a pure, chaste lady from whom wonders were seen. Her grave is a shrine, a center point of ziyarat in Cairo. Shafi'i, a renowned jurist, honored and dignified her a lot. He sent every afflicted who approached him to Sayyida Nafisa for cure, and they were cured by her prayers. One of the wealthy afflicted by the oppression of the tyrants sought help from her. She prayed for him, for his protection from the evil. He was protected, safe, and regained his honor. As a token of gratitude, he sent 100,000 dirhams to Sayyida Nafisa. Although she was in desperate need, but she gave away all of it to the needy. From Palestine, Sayyida Nafisa arrived Cairo on the 25th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 193 after Hijrah, 12th of July, 809 CE. Egypt was the land which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam always admired. His advice to the Muslim soldiers was to be kind, polite, and peaceful with them, to respect them as their own allies and relatives. This advice was given as Hajar, Prophet Ismail's mother alayhim assalam, and Maria Qibtiyya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's wife, were from Egypt. Imam Ali alayhi salam had such special regards that he seconded the best of his men and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as his governors to this land. Sayyida Nafisa, due to her piety and worship, achieved the attribute of bravery, and with this quality she never was quiet before the oppressions. When the people complained and sought her advice concerning the atrocities of their ruler, she wrote to him and informed him of the consequences awaiting his oppressions. He accepted her message. As mark of respect to her greatness, disembarked from his right, honored her and corrected his policies and attitude towards his people. She was born in 145 after Hijrah in Mecca, was raised in Medina. She died in the month of Ramadan 208 after Hijrah, whilst fasting. She lived for 63 years. She was on the deathbed. Those around her asked her to break her fast. She said, "For 30 years I wished and prayed to my Lord to meet him whilst fasting. And now the moment has come, my wish being granted, and you want me to break my fast?" She started reciting Surat An'am. She recited the ayat, "Lahum darus salam inda rabbihim." For them will be a home of peace in the presence of their Lord, which continues, وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He will be their friend because they practiced righteousness. She recited, "Lahum darus salam inda rabbihim." For them will be a home of peace in the presence of their Lord. And she passed away. Indeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are the believers. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.